the way I've always sung. This is my song.
Are there subliminal duets?
Absolutely not.
The Metal Meltdown, a show that brings you melody-driven heavy metal from around the world. Melting your ears every Monday night from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on CJSF 90.1 FM.
Welcome back to the Metal Meltdown. Yo soy el Dr. Misterio, and you're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from unceded Coast Salish territory in Burnaby, British Columbia. We just listened to the song Emaciate from our guests tonight, Art of Attrition, and let's continue our chat with Greg. And a little birdie told me that you're, I don't know if in the middle or you're about to start some touring to promote the latest music from Art of Attrition.
Yes. So right now we're not on tour. That is going to be happening very soon. We are going to be with our good friends Beguiler, whom is from Toronto. They are a really, really good deathcore band that we became friends with on our first Cross Canada tour with Slavebringer. They played three shows with us, I believe. And they are definitely a band we see kind of like a buddy band future with. They also won the Wacken Metal Battle for Canada, so they got to play over in Wacken, which is super cool. The tour, though, it's called the Subservient Bloodletting Tour, so it's basically a combination of our single that came out, Subservient and Decay. And then Bloodletting is from their upcoming single, which will, I won't spoil anything, but lots of people will love that one as well. It starts May 2nd in Quebec City. And, we do Quebec City, Montreal, Trois-Rivières, Kitchener, Barrie, Windsor, Toronto, Ottawa, Winnipeg, Saskatoon, Red Deer, Calgary, Edmonton, and Vancouver.
Wow, that's pretty long and diverse.
Trying to tour Canada is obviously, it's very difficult just because of its, large nature. So it's either you have to start at one end or the other, and you just have to take it in the chin when you have to either drive there or drive back home.
Yeah, exactly. No, I hear you. Yeah, it is very big. So yes, I hear you there. And it sounds exciting. Is it going to be like a month, like 2 months? Sounds like 2 months, maybe.
It's only going to be, May 2nd to May 24th.
Oh, so yeah, it's chop, chop, chop. Wow, that's pretty aggressive, I guess, just like your music.
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, I've been strategizing with Jacob, which is the tour manager from Beguiler and the vocalist, and I reached out to him when it seems like forever ago, and I was like, dude, we should do a Cross Canada tour together, mix our markets and like try and get something out of this. And it's kind of the only way to do it is just hit the weekend cities as hard as you can, and then just try to find some fillers to kind of alleviate some of the gas costs and whatnot.
Yeah, I mean, I guess that's another potentially little advantage of like tr- traveling with another band? I mean, I'm assuming, but I don't know, so.
Yeah, no, it's good to connect with bands that have, you know, a pretty solid market in their area. You know, who you can say, hey, like, you know, our music's not the same, but it's, you know, we're still relatively the same, and I think both of our fan bases can, you know, get what they want, you know, from listening to us both.
Yes. No, for sure. Yeah, yeah. And it's, I think it's good, you know, you, yeah, I think it's a good thing that you're not exactly, like, exactly the same. So, yeah, it's kind of, it's like having a little, you know, a little festival of two going on the road. So that's cool. All right. So where can people find, you know, your music, your merch, news about you guys?
I think at this point in time, everyone is very familiar with Spotify, Apple Music, YouTube Music, Bandcamp. Those are all places in which you can stream our music. Of course, Bandcamp is the best, because if you are interested in supporting us, you can buy our music, and you know, they're not going to charge us an arm and leg for the fee, and we see most of that money for merch. We have our Big Cartel. Right now, like, we're out of merch as we're prepping for the tour, so if you know, come out to the show, you can save on shipping and buy directly from us and support us directly, which is always appreciated.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, yeah. Like, moreover than, you know, of course, attending the show, which is obviously a huge support. Yeah, the I guess the second best, or the best in terms of what really goes to you guys, is, you know, the merch. And of course, buying merch at the venues is, again, probably even more yeah, helpful for you, well, for the band, not for you guys, but even for the bands. So yeah, always always encouraged. All right, well, thank you very much, Greg, for being with us, and yeah, we'll keep, you know, spreading the word as time goes by, to, yeah, to keep reminding people about the, for sure, about the Vancouver and Edmonton shows. Those are the closest to, well, Vancouver is right here, but I mean, the, you know, Edmonton is nearby, so people can listen to us from.
Yeah, you said you're in Vancouver, right?
Correct. So, we'll keep spreading the word, and yes, and best of luck in the traveling.
Yeah, thank you so much.
All right, thank you very much.
For these.
Welcome to Dr. Misterio's Happy Hour, the second radio show with Spanish subtitles. We broadcast in Technicolor every Sunday from 4 to 6 p.m. on CJSF 90.1 FM. Tune in, fill your Sunday soundtrack glass with happy rhythms, predominantly in Spanish, but with tons of female and Canadian content, and join us for table talk with local and international artists. Dr. Misterio's Happy Hour, every Sunday from 4 to 6 p.m. on CJSF 90.1 FM.
Help me.
You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from unceded Coast Salish territory in Burnaby, British Columbia, the campus community radio station at Simon Fraser University. Remember that you can listen to us online at cjsf.ca, and you can also listen to us through the CJSF app for iOS and Android. This is the Metal Meltdown, and I am your host, El Dr. Misterio. And also remember that you can listen to all the podcasts created for and by mankind at cjsf.ca/contents/metal-meltdown.
We just listened to The Warning. They are from Monterrey, Mexico, an all-female band. They were just here a few months ago in Vancouver at Rogers Arena opening for Garbage, was it? Oh, sorry, I can't remember. Anyway, great band. We listened to the song Sick from their latest album, Keep Me Fed, dedicada para el Mario Porras. Before that, we listened to Bloody Benders, another all-female band, this one from Mexico City. And we listened to the song The Witch, which is part of their brand new album, 13. Saludos para Tati y todas las Bloody Benders. And we start the set with our guest tonight, Art of Attrition, from Red Deer, Alberta in Canada. And we listen to the song that gives its title to their latest EP from 2024. We listen to And It Will All End Forever. Well, strong statement. Anyway, let us continue with the music here and just keep giving you your weekly doses of metal music here at the Metal Meltdown.